This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They did this back in July and August, and they actually came up with around 430 citations when they were targeting registrations, or expired registrations, I should say, and temporary license plates. They will be implementing it yet again, starting in just a couple of weeks from now, on November 1st through November 30th. So if a driver is caught without a registration, they will be required to pay around a $95 fine for a Denver Municipal Code citation on top of the registration and renewal costs. During this enforcement period, DPD is temporarily exercising a clause in its low-level traffic stops policy, meaning officers can pull over drivers for expired plates and registrations even if they don't pose an immediate risk to the public.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It is free. And download it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Plus, you'll get the podcast later on today. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing? Oh, you're not doing well. You're not doing
I'm
well.
I'm tired. I'm sad.
Man, what's wrong with the Avalanche?
I don't know.
You went to the game, right?
I went to the game, unfortunately, yeah.
Did you get drunk?
No, I wasn't even in the drinking mood because it was just that bad of a game. I actually left for the first time ever. I left an Avs game early.
Wait a minute. I thought when your team's getting drilled, that's a good time to get drunk.
No, I like to get drunk when I'm celebrating, when we're winning, when we're feeling good.
I got a feeling you like both. Hey, Spadell.
Yeah.
How you doing?
A lot better than Carson.
Yeah, he's depressed, isn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Went to the game, came in cussing this morning.
Dude, last year when I went to a hockey game and I left early and they had a chance at winning, I guess, but you gave me a crap the whole time because I left early. You never leave a game early. You never leave a game early.
Yep. Yeah, well, when you're 0-4, you leave early.
Yeah, well. It's all.
Is it a protest?
It's all downhill, man. Well, look at it this way. It's only going to get better. Can't get worse.
I made it. Right? Yeah, let's hope. I don't know.
Good morning, Jamie. She's running late. She called me. Here's the deal. I think she got Botox yesterday. And I think her eyes are shut. Yeah.
She's having trouble opening her eyes.
Yeah. They're frozen. So she's having to use it like a Stevie Wonder. She's having to use a cane to get here this morning.
She's got one hand on the wheel, one hand open and one eye.
No. She's walking. She's having to walk.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's too dangerous to get behind the wheel of the car. So she got Botox, and I think the eyes are just completely glued together this morning. Where is everybody? Where are you at?
Her face is frozen.
She'll be here in a few minutes. She did call. We have a lot of stuff coming up this morning. First of all, Coldplay tickets. We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. Did you guys realize that the Broncos play tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday
New
night
Orleans.
Football, man. They're in New Orleans,
Let's
right?
Go. Yeah.
We'll get into that later. Liam Payne, One Direction. What a story. Man, oh, man. It appears that he was really wigged out.
It's so sad.
Super sad.
He fell from a hotel balcony out of a window, or I don't really know.
It was like an inside balcony to the lobby. Yeah, to like the lobby floor.
Oh, inside the lobby. Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I saw where TMZ posted a picture.
And they were getting flamed.
They caught crap, did they not?
People were not happy that they posted that.
No, and they did it like 2 hours after the accident.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Messed up.
And you could tell it's him, the tattoos and whatever.
Yeah.
But they're claiming that it was a partial body.
Either way, it's so morbid.
Yeah,
if I'm the family, I mean, they might not have even known about it yet.
Right.
I mean, it was only like an hour and a half. We'll get into that later on, too. But it's really sad. Liam Payne of One Direction. If you're a boy band fan or One Direction fan, just terrible news. It started breaking yesterday, what, 4, 5 o'clock or something? Mm-hmm. And it happened in Buenos Aires, I think it was.
Yeah, right? Argentina.
Buenos Aires,
yeah. Yeah, down in Argentina. All right, we got that. A lot of stuff coming up this morning on the program. Again, we have Coldplay tickets at Empower Field. We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. That's One Direction. And we'll be playing several One Direction songs this morning in memory of Liam Payne, who is a member of the group, had a tragic accident yesterday and is dead this morning. It started breaking yesterday afternoon, and my social media feed was completely overwhelmed. I mean, it was just completely blowing it away. And then when the details of this, I don't know, accident, intentional, we don't really know. It's sad either way. Mm-hmm. But there are reports this morning that he was pretty wigged out. I think they already found like drug paraphernalia in his room. And I think I saw a story where they're already looking for the person that sold him, whatever it could have been. I do have the 911 call, and it's Spanish, right, Spadil?
It's Spanish, but it has translations over it.
Yeah, so you've got a couple of actors that have come in and do the translation. Now, you're telling me that it's not as dramatic as a regular 911 call because of the translation, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and that's probably good.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's kind of early, quick, you know, quick turnaround here. But I am going to play it for you. I don't know if I'll play it all because it's about a minute and a half long.
Yeah, it's long.
But they kind of describe what's going on at this hotel. If you don't know the story, Liam Payne is in Argentina. He's in a hotel. Something wacky is happening because he's acting very erratic throughout the hotel.
Yeah, he was in the lobby and he actually smashed his laptop and then had to be carried up to his room.
Not a good scene. Then not long after that, 911 call of a guy that's, well, actually the 911 call is what he's doing in the lobby. Then not long after that, they have to call 911 and get paramedics because somebody has been found in the lobby of the hotel. Here we go.
Good morning. I'm calling from Hotel Casa Sur Palermo, Costa Rica 6032.
What is happening, sir?
We have a guest drunk on drugs and alcohol. When he's conscious, he's breaking everything in the room.
You said alcohol and drugs.
That's correct.
You said Costa Rica intersecting where?
Costa Rica 6032.
Repeat.
Costa Rica 6032.
How is the hotel called?
Casa Azul Palermo. We need to send someone with urgency because I don't know if the guest's life is in danger because he's in a room with a balcony and we were afraid he could do something that threatens his life.
How long has he been there? Is it a long-stay hotel?
The guest has been there for the past 3 days.
You don't... any other information because you can't get in, right?
No.
We are also notifying medical emergency attention service.
We are asking you to send someone with urgency because...
we are doing that. Any other data to give me? Who are you?
I'm the desk manager.
Person in charge of the place?
Yes.
It has been notified. What is your name, sir?
Esteban.
Thanks for calling. Be online.
No, are you sending police too?
Police from the delegation, let me confirm.
No, only medical emergency attention service. No.
Don't worry, because they have already been notified.
Because, as you said, he's under the influence of alcohol and drugs, medical emergency attention service personnel can't enter alone.
You can ask that to the police, but if medical emergency attention service needs them, they will notify you.
Good. Okay, perfect.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Man, that must have been quite a scene.
Seriously, it sounds chaotic.
What a sad story. Now, he's had a history. He's come out about his drug addiction.
He's
right?
been open about and having extreme suicidal thoughts in the past.
Yeah, sad. One Direction. A lot of fans, a lot of people that listen to this radio station grew up are still One Direction fans. It's not like they're, you know, completely, they're disbanded, but they're still out there, all the members of the band. And then this happens to Liam Payne. Just a terrible, terrible story. And I know we'll have more throughout the morning and with Jamie with Tabloid Trash when she gets here. But just a tragic scene yesterday afternoon. And when we first heard about it, I thought, you know, you've got somebody that got too close, maybe had a couple of drinks and fell. That's what I thought.
Complete accident.
And now as the information keeps coming out, it becomes more and more of a mystery, you know, of what exactly went on in that hotel. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us, too, and take us anywhere you go. Plus the podcast, that will be up later on today of today's show. And we have Coldplay tickets. They're coming to Empower Field next year. And we've got a couple of tickets for you. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. What happened with CSU yesterday, Schmidl? You had a chance to listen to the report. I saw the postings yesterday, but up in Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado State University, on a shelter in place yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds like someone was attacking people with a knife.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Cheap.
It was at the Laurel Village is what they call it.
Laurel Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here, because they're doing a report right now on TV, and they're, let me see if I can bring this up. This happened yesterday in Fort Collins.
Call the university's non-emergency number. It's 970-491-6425.
Ah, great. We caught the end of it. Oh, geez.
I have a report right here if you want me to.
Oh,
play
you do?
It. Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
New from overnight, police in Fort Collins.
Whoa, wrong one. Hang on a second, Durst Patel. You got the report in there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
New from overnight, police in Fort Collins searching for a man who's accused of attacking someone with a knife at CSU on campus. Authorities say it happened at about 8 o'clock at night near the Laurel Hall Administrative Building on the Oval. The entire campus was told to shelter in place so officers could investigate. The order was lifted at about 9:30. Still no word on the victim's condition. Meantime, the suspect, described as a white man in his 30s, wearing a black shirt, carrying a black backpack. If you know anything, call the university's non-emergency police line, 970-491-6425.
Man, any parent that's got a kid at a university has to be traumatized by that.
Oh, so scary.
I mean, you've got a guy up there that's obviously going bonkers, and and then they issued the shelter in place. That's got to be terrifying, not only for the students, but even for the parents. And a lot of people from this area obviously have kids up there, including our boss, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a couple of kids up there.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, this broke yesterday afternoon. I never really saw the details, though, because once it started, the shelter in place, they never really gave out what was going on up there. I didn't know if it was some type of a shooter or somebody running around crazy on the campus, which it was, but I had no idea. No idea.
Yeah, just he was running around with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, fortunately, nobody hurt.
Yeah.
It was all good. Mm-hmm. Turned out pretty good. But, man, what a nightmare for any parent that has a kid up there.
No joke.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon at CSU. Big shelter in place. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Perfect song. It's going to be sweater weather. It is going to be sweater weather starting in the next probably 24 hours or so. There's a front coming in here, and it looks like we're going to have rain. The mountains will have snow. They're saying possibly some snow in Castle Rock.
I can't even believe that.
In Monument, Palmer Divide, places like that. But we do need the rain, so rain's on the way. Weather is about to become fall. I didn't realize the Broncos were playing tonight until yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was a quick turnaround.
I had no idea. They're Thursday night football. They're in New Orleans taking on the Saints, and that game is tonight. It's on Prime, though. If you don't have Prime, you can't see it.
Yeah. No, actually. If you live here, you should be able
local.
To watch it.
You're right. ABC7, I think, was promoting it yesterday. Yeah. That they're going to be carrying it. Okay.
It starts at 6:15.
My bad, yeah. I thought it was just going to be Prime, but now I remember I saw that it's going to be on 7, which that's a little different, right?
Yeah.
ABC?
Yeah,
normally it's
CBS.
It's CBS. All right, if you are on the highway, you're down around Castle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Castle Pines or your Ridgegate area, man, oh man, has it been a bad day.
I feel terrible for anyone that's caught up in that.
Holy cow, we're watching some of the video right now, and it is backed up forever. Now, they've opened up I-25. They got the construction off there, and that's all it is. The construction people were running late and didn't get all the barriers up, and it caused the big backup this morning. It started stacking up. Before you know it, you got a mile long. Or maybe even more. And then they put people on Frontage Road, and that thing is bumper to bumper, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, it looks like it's backed up from Happy Canyon all the way to the outlets.
Yeah.
Which is, that's really far.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy because I live right off Ridgegate, and when I got on I-25 this morning, there was no one on that frontage road at all. There was no traffic on there whatsoever.
It is now.
Yeah.
It is backed up, and there are people that are late. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show, Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. A lot to do this morning. You stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.